The road to El Progreso winds upwards, past rough shacks perched dangerously close to steep cliffs. The hills are deeply scarred where rocks have been removed for use in construction projects. Such work is hard, backbreaking, and poorly paid, but many children from displaced families work on these sites. Their families have fallen into such deep poverty that the children drop out of school and do whatever they can to earn money. From the road, I walk ankle-deep in slippery mud across a makeshift footbridge that spans a stinking, contaminated river. The school consists of half a dozen dilapidated rooms clustered under a tin roof. The wooden desks are battered and broken. Rubbish litters the sides of the classrooms. There is no electricity. One of the classrooms has only a skylight and no other windows. The floor is made of dirt. The rain thunders so noisily on the roof that everyone has to shout to be heard, and water leaks through everywhere. One classroom wall is decorated with paintings done by the children of pretty houses that contrast sharply with their surroundings. Perhaps these are the images of the homes they once had, or that they long for in the future.